Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. He is scheduled to return June 2019. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. If you live in the Kansas City area, please join us in a live Sunday service from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Our services are currently being held at 1721 North 9th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Listener, let's continue with our teaching titled Prosperity for God's People, which I began on February 6th. I believe that every Christian will enjoy and benefit from this important teaching because it will elevate you to a better financial position in life and cause you to be a greater blessing to others. If you dare to believe and by faith apply the biblical principles we will be discussing throughout this teaching. This teaching is primarily for Christians. This corrupt economical world system that we live under is not designed for Christians to prosper. Satan's evil system is intentionally designed to keep people in poverty, living from paycheck to paycheck and in financial debt. However, if we take the time to study what God's Word has to say about financial prosperity, we will find out that Christians can live above this corrupt economical system that Satan has in place. God's plan for our financial prosperity is not limited by the success of the stock market, or who is in control of the White House, or if you got that well-deserved salary increase. God will use these channels to bless His people. But remember, God is our source of wealth and not this corrupt world system. God's Word clearly tells us that we should not only be wealthy, but financiers of the kingdom of God. Listener, if you receive nothing else from this teaching, I want to make it very clear that poverty is a perversion of prosperity. And Satan is the author of poverty, not God. God's plan for His children to prosper financially is based on being obedient to God's word, and His prosperity brings no sorrow. This study consists of six parts. An introduction, part one, poverty, Satan's plan to keep Christians ineffective, part two, the law of sowing and reaping. These three parts we have finished thus far. Part 3, the blessing of Abraham, which we will finish today. Part 4, how to activate the blessing. And part 5, seed time and harvest. Listener, if this is your first time with us, we welcome you and ask that you please go to our website at kccfc.net. to hear the previous episodes of this teaching, now archived under our radio broadcast page. We do not want you to have a gap of information on this critical teaching. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. As a reminder, God's prosperity is not only about money, but it most definitely includes financial wealth. This teaching is not about spiritual prosperity or physical prosperity. These topics are important too and have their place in God's Word. But this study is on financial prosperity, which I believe has not been sufficiently taught nor taught according to the Word of God in the church today. Therefore, this biblical teaching is about Christians claiming their legal right to God's riches on this earth and living in financial abundance. Please note that I will be quoting from the New King James Bible translation unless otherwise stated. Let's finish part 3, the blessing of Abraham. Before I ran out of time last week, we had just read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. I was emphasizing that obedience through faith in God's word is the key to all of the blessings of God. Further, as heirs of Abraham, we have a right to claim these blessings, possess them, and make them a part of our inheritance for this generation and the generations to come. Let's finish part 3, the blessing of Abraham, by rereading Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. I will be reading from the Living Bible Translation. Keep in mind that this Old Testament passage is addressing people whose occupation was primarily agriculture, and the blessings are illustrated for this type of economy. However, this material blessing is for us too, and covers whatever type of commerce you are involved in today. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. Verse 1 says, "If you fully obey all of these commandments of the Lord your God, the laws I'm declaring to you today, God will transform you into the greatest nation in the world." Verses 2 through 6. These are the blessings that will come upon you. Blessings in the city, blessings in the field, many children, ample crops, large flocks and herds. Blessings of fruit and bread. Blessings when you come in and blessings when you go out. Verse 7. The Lord will defeat your enemies before you. They will march out together against you, but scatter before you in 7 directions. The Lord will bless you with good crops and healthy cattle, and prosper everything you do when you arrive in the land the Lord your God is giving you. He will change you into a holy people, dedicated to himself. This God has promised to do if you will only obey him and walk in his ways. All the nations of the world shall see that you belong to the Lord, and they will stand in awe. Verse 11, the Lord will give you an abundance of good things in the land, just as he promised. Many children, many cattle, and abundant crops. He will open to you his wonderful treasury of rain in the heavens to give you fine crops every season. He will bless everything you do, and you shall lend to many nations, but shall not borrow from them. If you will only listen and obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, God will make you the head and not the tail, and you shall always have the upper hand. Verse 14, but each of these blessings depends on you not turning aside in any way from the laws I have given you, and you must never worship false gods. Family, this passage from the Old Testament clearly tells us that we have material wealth that is promised to us as a result of our obedience. And this particular blessing, which was upon the Old Testament saints, including Abraham, was passed on to the new saints under the New Testament, because Father Abraham is considered the father of faith. And that inheritance, which we have stated earlier in other parts, is an eternal inheritance. All right, before we move on, I want to highlight several phrases from each of these verses we just read, starting with verse number 1. It says, if you fully obey all these commandments. Now, the word if lets us know that there is a requirement in order for us to receive the blessing. And it's fully, the blessing is fully obey all of these commandments. That is our obligation. That is our responsibility in order to operate in that blessed state. Then at the last part of that verse, it says that God will transform us into the greatest nation in the world. That's a promise that God has given us. And if we do what we're supposed to do, it will be thus so, saith the Lord. All right, then drop down to verses 2 through 6. And the last parts of that passage say, blessings when you come in, blessings when you go out.
We should be blessed going in and going out. Again, everything we touch should prosper. That's how God wants it for his children. Then in verse number 8, it continues to say, prosper everything you do. That's the key passage in that scripture. No matter what it is that you're involved in, if it lines up with the word of God and you are being obedient to his word, everything you do shall prosper. Praise the Lord. Verse number 9. Again, it highlights two important pieces, one of which is the way that we have to be responsible for in order to get the blessings in our lives. It says in the last part of that scripture, this God has promised to do if you will obey him and walk in his ways. So when we obey him and we walk in his ways, it's because we know what the word of God says and we're doing the word according to his directions. Then in verse 11, it says, the Lord will give you an abundance of good things in the land. Notice it says an abundance of good things. That's our claim. That's what we should be confessing on a daily basis. As we are obedient to God's word, we should be thanking him for an abundant life that includes financial blessings. The verse number 12, it says, he will bless everything you do, and you shall lend to many nations, but shall not borrow from them. We are going to have such an abundance in our lives that we're going to be the lenders, not those people that have to go down to the bank and ask for credit, but we will be the ones that will give for kingdom purposes and to assist others in our lives, because God has blessed us with an abundant return, material abundant return, so that we can be a blessing. Let's go down to verse 13. It says, if you will only listen and obey, that's the key. That is our responsibility, that we would listen and obey and do his word. And then at the end of that verse, it says, God will make you the head and not the tail, and you shall always have the upper hand. That is something to shout about, family, that we would always be the head and not the tail. Not down there scraping our livelihood, but living in the blessed state that God paid for with his life in Jesus Christ. And then verse 14, I like how that one passage says, it says, but each of these blessings, that lets us know, each of these blessings that God has promised us depends on you not turning aside in any way. So our responsibility as children of the Most High God is to find out what God's word says and then do his word. Be obedient. In closing part 3, the blessing of Abraham, I want to once again state that these blessings of material wealth is a result of us doing God's word. Now let's continue on with part 4 of this teaching. Part 4 is how to activate the blessings. How to activate the blessings. Pure and simple, the key to activating God's blessings in our lives is to be obedient to his holy word. In previous parts of this teaching, we read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, that if we are willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. However, if we refuse and rebel against God's word, we will be destroyed by Satan. This is why we see so many families, especially young people, living in such turmoil and defeat today. And this includes living in poverty. There are still too many Christians who are confused about material wealth and financial abundance on God's terms. This is the very reason why I am doing this teaching by radio. I want as many Christians as possible to hear the truth and live in God's financial prosperity today and forever. Let's reread Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2. This time I will go back to the New King James Bible translation. Listener, I want you to pay close attention. It says, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." I want to highlight two important points. First, in the first part of this verse, it says, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you." Family, when we are doing what God has called us to do, the blessings that He has promised us will come upon us and overtake us. Then it says, "Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." Now, this obey assumes that you are doing God's word. That's how critical it is for us to be obedient to God's word. I also want us to read Psalm 23, which traditionally is read at funerals over the dead person's casket. However, this psalm is for the living, not the dead, which you will see once I read and then expound on each verse. "The Lord our shepherd has made provisions for us to live in peace and financial security here on earth. And it is up to each Christian to learn what benefits we have from the Word of God and then activate them by being obedient to His Word." Again, let's turn to Psalm chapter 23. We're going to read verses 1 through 6. Verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Verse 5, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. All right, I want to point out once again some very key information that are found in this passage that will assist us. So not only will we understand what the Word of God is telling us, but that we may apply it to our lives so that we can get the results. And that in this case is financial prosperity. In verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now this word "want" in the Hebrew is the word "lack." Now, we can want a lot of things, but this scripture is really telling us, "I shall not lack." Praise the Lord. Verse 2, "He makes me to lie down." Now, in the Hebrew, the statement of lying down is in reference to in total peace. "He makes me lie down in total peace in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." And these still waters in the Hebrew refers to waters of rest. Notice that the key words are peace and rest. You know, so many times when we think about our financial situations, Satan will remind you about the balance in your savings account or in your checking account or those creditors that are trying to catch up with you. But when we do it God's way, and we are obedient to His word, and we plant seed into good ground, financial seed, and the Lord will give you an abundance return on your giving. So not only can you handle all your needs, but the needs of others. So don't allow Satan to continue to steal from you. Get into God's financial plan so that you can be a blessing, not only for yourself, but for others as well. Let's drop down to verse number 4. It says, "Yea, though I walk through Notice that it didn't say you're going to stop and reside in the valley of the shadow of death. You're going to walk through, not take residence. Then it says the shadow of death. That shadow of death is not the real thing. See, this is where Satan throws us off guard, because he appears to be able to control your life. But you got to put him in his place, and that's under your feet. And you do that by speaking God's word and doing God's word. So don't let that shadow of death trick you. It is not the real thing. It says, I will fear no evil. The word of God tells us that he has not given us a spirit of fear. So whenever Satan tries to rear its ugly head and cause confusion, strife, and discord in your finances, you need to remind him of the blessings that God has placed in your life. And even though those blessings have not yet manifested, by faith, you're going to have to claim them. Of course, you're going to do your piece by planting financial seed. But your job also is to, by faith, speak the word of God over your situation. Again, I will fear no evil, for you, referring to the Lord, are with me. The word of God says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So there is no reason to fear. We got the victory in Jesus. Satan has been defeated, and he is under our feet. So put him on notice every day, all day long. Verse number 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, there are no enemies in heaven. No, there are not. So this scripture or this passage is referring to our blessed state here on earth. He says that he is going to prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I don't care who tries to come against you, what their tactics are. You got the victory in Jesus, and God will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Then in let's just go back to verse number 5. Just the last part of that scripture says, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Not only a full cup, but a cup that has so much that there is more and more and more. It runs over. Praise the Lord. Then the last scripture, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now, this word follow in the Hebrew means to pursue. So surely goodness and mercy shall pursue me all the days of my life. They're not just following behind. They're pursuing you to take over and give you that goodness and mercy every day of your life. Last part of that verse is, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This word, dwell in the house of the Lord forever, means dwell in the house of the Lord to the end of my days. That's the promise God has given us on this earth realm. We don't have to be fearful because we got the victory. God is watching over us, and he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. When we take the time to find out what God has provided for us in his word and then set out to do his word on a daily basis, we can be sure that his blessings will pursue and overtake us. I repeat, we must think like God thinks and live according to God's word. Let's read Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Again, but seek. Now, this word seek means to pursue or search of. That's what we are required to do. We're going to have to find out what the word of God says about every situation in our lives. But because this study is on financial prosperity, this particular scripture I'm applying to our finances. So you're going to have to find out what God says about finances in our lives. It says, but seek first, or pursue or search of first. Notice it didn't say only. It says first. We're going to have to pursue the things of God first, not only, but first. Then all these things, and that includes food and clothing, Because when you read the passage starting with verse number 6, it identifies what we don't have to be concerned about. And those are those material things, because God is going to make sure they are added to us as a result of our obedience. This verse clearly tells us that when we seek first the things of God, then he will make sure that all the material needs we require on earth will be provided to us in abundance. This promise of being abundantly supplied was given to mankind from the beginning in the Garden of Eden and is still in effect under the New Testament for Christians today. However, it requires us to be obedient and to trust the Lord by operating in faith to his commandments. One of his commandments that explicitly deals with financial blessings is found in the book of Malachi, chapter 3. In this passage we are about to read, we are told not to be God robbers, and it also warns us about the penalty due as a result of stealing from God. Let's read Malachi, chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Family, I'm looking at my time. I am so sorry. We are out of time. But please return next week, Wednesday, as we continue our teaching on prosperity for God's people.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.